This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we got another hour left in the show. So give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock, so we got another hour left in the show. Got plenty of phone calls on the line, so let's get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Doug from New York wanted to finish, I think.
Okay, awesome. Doug, what's how can we help you out here?
Actually, I was just listening. I was hoping you had an extra line. I'm driving, and I lost on the radio station. Could I listen over the phone for the rest of the show?
Yeah, that's no problem. Okay, we can wonderful. Have you hang tight for us. That's no big deal.
Okay, instead we got Nancy in New Hampshire.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm wanting to clean up our garden bed with all the, the browned out plants. And I'm wondering, I'd like to eliminate as much of the non-evergreens as possible, but I don't know what I can leave and what needs to stay. For instance, the clematis, which is all these, dead brown vines at this point. Should that be cut back? Should it be left in that state? What should I do with that?
Okay. The idea behind a climber, like a clematis, you kind of want to let it sit. I mean, you're trying to get it to grow longer. If you cut it back to nothing, that next season, you're starting fresh again. If you wanted to get rid of some of the dead and damaged ones, you could, but again, I think you do more damage than help.
Okay, so should stay. Well, actually, it doesn't look that bad.
if you wanted to do any, pruning of it, that would be something I'd do in the spring just to clean up once you start to see it growing back. But I would leave it, personally.
Okay. And the Montauk daisy, which still has a little bit of green in the leaf, but it's all overgrown, flopping over, and terrible looking. Can I cut that back at this point?
You can, or you could let it, let the frost hit it a little bit more, but I think you'd be fine. You could cut it back and just realize, this year's kind of been an anomaly when it comes to the growing. We should have already had a killing frost, but, you can cut it back at this point to the ground and let it be, because next season when you start to see some growing, you're going to cut it anyways to the ground.
Oh, so I can cut it back now. Oh, thank you.
Well, so...
And I can cut it to, 2 inches from the ground or something?
Well, so there's multiple ways to look at it, right, with a Montauk daisy. The best times to be cutting the Montauk daisies would be spring, like when it's starting to grow and getting some height to it, so it gets about 6 inches, and then again at like July 4th to make it produce those flowers that next season, right? A lot of it's gonna die back anyways to the ground. If you have some heavier woody structure, maybe those are the ones that you don't cut as far back. But again, you're going to be looking to cut all this back in the spring, anyways.
But it is okay to cut it back now if I want to, and I won't be damaging it.
Well, yeah, so, if they don't die back, they're becoming more and more woody. So it doesn't allow you to cut it back as much in the spring, right? Because we're looking in the spring to kind of cut it back to get it to get big, to do that couple blossom period. But if you are right with it getting bigger, then I would leave it, right? But if you're looking for it to be that more compact.
Which is what I'd like.
Then you could cut it back, and I would see that it would be all right.
Now it's getting pretty woody. How far can I cut it back on that woody part? It's getting pretty woody.
Okay. You could cut it back to the woody part of it, so it's just maybe 6 inches off the ground on some of it. One of the things you could do is wait till spring and cut it at that point. But again, I think either way, if you just don't want it as woody, because sometimes with the woody structure, it gets bigger and bigger, and then it flops later on in the year. You're not getting that compact version. And so that's why I was saying you could cut it back to, maybe 6 inches.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
Then, the other thing to be looking at is, say these are getting too big, maybe it's also time to look at the spring and splitting it and dividing it. Okay. Because every 2 to 3 years, the Montauk daisies will do better if you, split them in half so that they can be in other spots. And that might help the plants not get to that woody structure long term, because every 2 to 3 years you're splitting it.
So you just dig it up and you have to dig it up completely?
Yeah, so I like to dig up, anytime I'm splitting anything, I do like to dig up the whole plant. And then I try to pull some of the soil away so I can see where the growth is at the base, so that when I do cut, I'm not cutting through one of the branches. I want to try and cut through where I can just cut the roots apart and split it in half. And you get multiple plants versus just the one. And then that's also going to keep them smaller, because you're only letting them grow 2 to 3 years. So they'll produce more each year.
Oh, okay. That's been there for probably, maybe close to 10 years. That's probably why it's woody then.
Yeah, so you could actually split that in the spring, get it started, so you can have multiple, and then you're not going to, long term, you might not have as woody of a structure from it.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful advice. And the endless summer hydrangea.
Yep.
I know that I'm not supposed to cut that way back, but I'm trying to put a small, low, mesh fence-like structure around and put ground leaves in that to protect everything in that front garden.
Okay.
And in the hydrangea, some of its branches are just sticking in where I want to put that fence around, because it's in a small area up against the veranda and a driveway, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all right to, will I damage the plant badly if I cut back the part of the hydrangea that is sticking where I want that fence part to go, that winter fence, I guess you'd call it?
Yeah, so, you know, the endless summer hydrangea is one that it blooms on old and new wood. So it is one where if you do cut it back at certain times, it will rebloom that same year. That being said, the suggestion for an endless summer hydrangea is not to prune in the fall, is to prune in the spring. But, it, you know, again, it's a suggestion. It's not something that is you know, that you have to always do. If you have certain areas that you just need to prune out some of it, go right ahead. The endless summer is pretty resilient, and so you just, you know, you might have to prune it again in, you know, April, May, just to get it shaped a little bit. But I don't see a problem with what you're looking to do by doing that.
Now, I've never had, other than when I put them in, I've never gotten that to flower, and that's one of the reasons I'm trying to put this protective fence around it and then fill it up with leaf mulch and so on.
Okay.
It just never, it has never flowered other than when I bought it flowering.
Okay. What what conditions are is it in? Is it in full sun, part sun?
It gets a lot of sun.
Okay. Does it get any shade during the day?
Well, it's near the house, so maybe just the morning sun does not hit it.
Yep.
It's basically it's west, gets all the westerly sun and all the southerly sun.
Okay. Why don't we do this? I want you to hang tight with me, Nancy, and I can give you a little bit more information about that endless summer to try and make it bloom for you for next year.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay?
Yes, thank you. I'll be happy to hold. Thank you.
All right, so hang tight for me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Vonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Vonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Nancy, and we were talking about the endless summer hydrangea. She was having a problem with it not growing flowers, right, not blooming. So I wanted to have her stay on a little bit to discuss it. So one of the things I wanted to just pass along when it comes to an endless summer hydrangea, it actually would prefer morning sun and then afternoon shade. So the one thing it might have is a little bit too much sun for what you're looking at. The other thing I would like to see you do is early spring, when the ground's starting to thaw and the plant's starting to push some of its growth, I'd like to see you hit it with a super phosphate, like a 0440 or a 0180. That will help boost the flowers and help try and push some of that development. If you are to prune it in like end of April, beginning of May, to shape it, get rid of some of the sticks that are left there. It's not something on hydrangeas that you need to over fertilize. Like, you don't need to fertilize it all the time. It's not one where you would need a liquid fertilizer to continue during the season. You can fertilize it in the spring and then again later in the summer. The other thing I would look at doing is trying to check out your soil and make sure it's acidic. You're looking for acidic soil for hydrangeas, for one, to keep it that blue color when it does flower for you, but it will help you be more successful with that hydrangea, greener leaves, better blossoms, etc.
Patrick, that's the strange part. If the leaves are lush and gorgeous.
Yeah, so what I think, to be honest, it is it might be a little bit too much sun. I'd like to see that super phosphate in the spring. I bet you can see some difference to it.
Okay.
I definitely think so. But if you could get it so it's in an area where it has a little bit more shade, that would be fine. You know, my endless summer hydrangea doesn't bloom as much as it should. And I have mine, it doesn't start getting sun until about 10, and it goes till about 3. And that's almost like too much for it. Maybe it's I should have it in the morning sun and then more shade at night, in the afternoon, excuse me. But again, I think it's about using that superphosphate to try and push some of the blossoms and root development. I think that would help you.
Okay. Now, if I give up on it in this location, is there a compact, very, you know, continuously blooming shrub that I could put there in its place?
So there's no real continuously bloomer that would stay compact like that. That's one of the, you know, the great things about the endless summers. It does stay smaller. You know, you could look at something like a knockout rose, but some of those get too big. You know, they can get 4 to 6 feet tall. Same thing kind of with the endless summer. But those are easy. You don't have to worry about taking care of them as much. I'm trying to think what else.
I really love the leaves of the, it looks attractive other than not blooming.
I mean, I don't think I would
want anything that gets much more than, say, 4 feet max.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't give up on the endless summer that you have there.
Okay.
I honestly wouldn't. You know, have you ever pruned it all the way back?
No, okay. I've never tried that.
Well, so that's good. I don't want you to do that.
Oh,
okay. Sometimes what happens if you cut it all the way back, that does happen, and that causes it. But it doesn't want to be over-fertilized, so if you're fertilizing throughout the season with, like, a Miracle-Gro or something like that, maybe water the, you know, fertilize the other plants, just not that one, okay?
Okay.
And I think that could help.
Okay, and I will try that superphosphate. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Nancy, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll answer more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned. About a half hour left in the show. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Without the presidential election being certified, mainstream media and Joe Biden are claiming victory.
Those of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself, but now let's give each other a chance.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says proof of voter fraud exists in Pennsylvania. Graham issued a statement saying he had received an affidavit from postal worker Richard Hopkins in Erie, Pennsylvania, claiming post office supervisors had a plan for postal workers to backdate ballots mailed after the election. Graham said that he'll be calling on the Department of Justice and the U.S. Postal Service to investigate these claims. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says many lawsuits will be filed Monday with details. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges have been resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Etta made landfall on the south central coast of Cuba early Sunday, bringing the usual storm surges and life-threatening flash flooding. At last report, Etta had a maximum sustained winds of 65 miles an hour and is moving at 12 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The NHC said the tropical storm is expected to bring up to 2 feet of rain to parts of Cuba. Ocean water levels will rise 2 to 4 feet above normal tides along the coast. Storm models are predicting Etta will head towards Florida in the coming days. Columbia University researchers are seeing positive results for a nasal spray that prevented COVID-19 infection in tests with ferrets and a 3D model of human lungs. Lipopeptide stops the coronavirus from attaching to the mucous membrane and preventing the virus from taking its necessary shape. Researchers said it should work immediately and last for at least 24 hours and does not need refrigeration. Columbia scientists are planning to rapidly advance the testing of lipopeptide. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Karen is in Centerville.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some hibiscus plants that I bought at the beginning of the summer. They're small. They're about 9 to 10 inches tall, and they bloom beautifully, unexpectedly so. They're in a small container. I lost one when we had that cold snap. I'm on the Cape just before all of this, and the other two were in more sheltered places. They have continued to bloom. I brought them in, not expecting this warm weather again, but I brought them in. But they seem to be drying up. I don't know if I should replant them. I don't know if I went online and looked about, you know, planting them and everything, but I didn't get the answers that I wanted. My question is, will they die back completely inside?
No, so they shouldn't. What I'd like you to do, how big did you say the pot was?
It's a small, probably 4-inch pot, 5-inch pot.
So it probably does need to be upgraded in a pot size. Easiest way to tell that is, so put your hand over the base of the plant, over the pot, flip it upside down and pull the pot off. And if you're seeing circular roots on the outside, then it's gotten too much in there. So what I would like to see you do is upgrade it. Say it's a 4-inch, go to a 6 or an 8-inch. Don't go from like a 4 to a 12. That can be overwhelming for the plant. We want to gradually get it bigger. And replant it. And then that's going to help the plant kind of survive during the winter to be able to put back outside in the spring. It is something that in our area is obviously considered a house plant, but you can overwinter it inside. Keep it in a sunny window, like a self-facing window, to allow it to have that sun. Continue to water it. Kind of let it do its thing. I would think that it's probably pot-bound at this point.
Okay. So they don't die all the way back then. I can keep it alive inside.
Yes.
Too much damage is done already. I don't know. When I brought them in, they seemed to be, you know, I was watering them almost every day. They seemed to need a lot of water. So maybe that's part of the root system problem, too.
Well, so, the house is that consistent temperature inside, right? And so it's kind of like summer extended or fall extended, if you will. And so it's getting used to those temperatures. So it'll take some time for the watering kind of even out a bit. So it's not like you're going to have to do it every day for the entire winter. You'll be able to go a few days in between. But one of the things that it kind of tells me is it probably is pot bound because it can't absorb enough water. The other thing I'd like to see you do is, so when you're watering it, maybe take it into like a bathtub or a sink or something.
I did in the sink, yeah.
Yep, water it once, let the water go through, water it a second time, let it sit, and then come back and do it a third time a little bit later because the soil might be pretty dry in there. And if it's really dry, the water just kind of goes right through.
Okay.
Right? And so you want it to soak in there and be able to slowly absorb the water. But I bet you'll see some sort of pot-bound root system in there. And so upgrading it to like a 6 or an 8 inch would be fine to really help it out.
Okay. One other question.
Sure.
When the flowers fall off, it looks like a seed bud. I've never had one of these before. So it looks like a hard seed bud where the flower used to be. On the plant?
Yep.
So do I just leave those? Or do I take them off? What do I do with them?
You can kind of cut them back to where it goes into the stem. Pull that stem off because it's not going to do anything going forward for you. So just I would get rid of it.
Are the seeds usable?
They're not going to be easiest for that. Easy to produce on it. You kind of need it to get into that seed pod, go for a bit. You can always try it. It's not going to, it's not something that's going to necessarily completely work all the time, but it might be something that could help.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I'll give it a try. Yeah, I really enjoyed them, and so I'd like to see what I can do, if I can do it right this time. Okay.
Well, definitely make sure it stays in a south-facing window, get some sun, repot it, and I think you'll be doing well.
Thank you very much.
Have a great one, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And, Nathan, did you say we had no other calls? All right, so we got the last 20 minutes of the show just to kind of go over kind of what we've talked about today, because we've talked about a lot of different products, different things that we can be looking at. But this warm weather we have right now is time to really get out into the garden and clean up. Get the garden cleaned up. Take care of some of those perennials that have died back. The frost should have hit it with the cold weather in the north and the snow last week, starting to turn brown. You can cut those back. I have some daylilies, like I said this morning. I'm going to cut those back to the ground. Hostas I can cut back to the ground. I also have some endless summer hydrangeas. I'm not going to touch the endless summer hydrangeas. I'm going to let them be. Even though they're looking gross because they have the brown leaves and almost like black leaves at this point, but kind of is what it is, right? The hydrangeas want to be pruned, right after it flowers, or in the spring when it comes to like the paniculata hydrangeas, the white hydrangeas. Those can be pruned in the spring. Endless summer hydrangeas, like I have, probably the best time to prune those is like March. Those are some things I'll be looking to do. The leaves that we have out there, if you want, you can use those as compost. You can use them as coverage for your plants, right? Pushing them around some of the plants that you're trying to overwinter, that would be fine. You could also, be adding mulch to certain areas, like your roses, building up mulch around the base of it, like 6-8 inches, to help overwinter it. A lot of your roses, those are ones that we don't want to be pruning back at this time. We'll be only be pruning our roses in the spring. That's the best time to do it. So I'd be looking at that going forward. The other thing is we got a lot of house plants that you might have brought in. You know, making sure you're up to date with the spraying on them to keep any of those insects out. So that's something to be looking at. I do believe I do have another call on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Vermont.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks, Patrick. Good to talk to you.
You as well. How can we help you today?
Hey, I made a mistake a few years ago, and I bought some manure from a dairy farm.
Okay.
And I stuck it in the raised beds that I have. And now I have more hay growing in there than anything. I don't want to use Roundup to kill everything, but is there something I can put in there to kill everything in the beds?
So there is some
safely grown. Go ahead.
There are some organic weed killers that you could use. Bonite has a product called Burnout. Burnout 2, and that is a great organic weed killer. You need the sun to hit it to help with it. That's what I've noticed. This is one of the best for organic, like weed killing. They do actually just to, you know, they also have a product called Cleanup, but Botanical Cleanup, which is an organic one. It's types of acids mixed together, acidic, like citric acids almost, which is a lot of the other ones are, a lot of other organic weed killers are made up of. That would be something you could use that's organic that would kill as much of it as possible.
Now, would that be safe to put vegetables in next year, or should
yes.
I wait a year?
Nope, that would be fine. It would definitely be fine because this is organic product, and it's what it does is it, so what the Burnout does is it breaks down the coating on the outer part of the weed, so the leaf or the blade, whatever it is, it breaks that like protective coating down, and then the sun will then hit the plant and go through the rest of the plant and dry it out, and it will kill it down to the weed. And so once that's done, it's gone. It's not a like chemical by any means. So it is something you can reseed up again to like 7 to 14 days afterwards. So it's not something I would worry about.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, in the gardens I have, it's all pretty much brown right now.
Yep.
It's gonna kill the stuff so it doesn't come back next year, right?
Well, so that's the thing sometimes with organic. You need to do it multiple times. Okay. So it might be something I would look to do early in the spring when you're starting to see it grow, before you do plant anything.
Okay.
Because, you know, it is one of those ones, though, that it does need the sunlight. It doesn't like the warmth of the sun. So if you can get it to a point where it's like 60 degrees, that's a good way to do it. But if you can't, I mean, you could try it now to try and get rid of some of it. But I can't guarantee that it's like the it's going to completely kill everything for the next year. Yeah, it's not. You know, with organic, since it has no residual, that's why you can't say it's going to kill everything for next year. Whereas a lot of the synthetics do have some of that residual, and that's what keeps killing. You know what I mean? So that's why you can, you don't see a lot of it come back when it comes with, synthetics versus organic.
All right, I'll give it a try.
All right, Chris. Well, good luck.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, Chris, have a great one. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. that's the one thing when it comes to, the biggest difference between organic and synthetic. Obviously, one's safer than the other, but the biggest is the residual. with organic, you're going to need to be spraying a product a little more often versus a synthetic where you might not have to spray as much. So that is something to be, you know, thinking about in the difference of the two. If you're looking for long-term, maybe it's synthetic. If you're looking at, you know, short-term and organic and you're going to be producing vegetables, that type of thing, maybe it's going organic. So some things to think about when you pick it out. Again, that's all up to you. I let everybody decide if they want to go organic or synthetic. Give both options. Not my place to choose for somebody else on what they want to do. So it's going to be a beautiful day out there today. Definitely get out, enjoy it, and really try to work on the garden if you can. Or just get out there, because you never know when we're going to get some of this nice weather again. It's probably going to be in spring. We do have a few more days of it, but I think we're going to be all right with it. So if you have some questions, we do have one segment left, so you can try and give us a call at 855-660-4261. Or you can hang tight for that number for next week at 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to get right to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
May is in Nantucket Island.
May, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Hi.
I have now organic lemons. I actually grew in organic soil. Everybody said they wouldn't grow, but they did. So some Meyer lemons and some are like just lemons.
Yep.
Anyway, I was just wondering what kind of fertilizer, like, what can I, like, make them, I mean, they've grown pretty good, amazingly.
Yeah, so, but, so there are some products out there that would be organic, like a citrus tone from Espoma is a really good one. You can be using citrus tone, it's by Espoma. And that's a really good organic, fertilizer. It's one I'd highly recommend for any citrus plant, if you want to stay organic.
Yeah, well, yeah, expecting them to grow lemons or anything, but I was thinking about braiding them together to make like a tree or something. Is that...
You could, you know, they do have the braided, they do have a lot of braided everything. So I see no problem with you doing that. Just being careful with it, making sure you're not, you know, bending it too much. But I don't see a problem with it happening.
All right.
Okay.
So, Espestratone.
It's Espoma is the company. And then they have a product called Citrus Tone, and then they also have a citrus liquid organic plant food.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. May, have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy is in Newberry.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, great. I just have a few questions. I have a very old aloe that I inherited, and it's, I'll say that the original plant has grown probably a stem that's about a foot plus length and hangs over the pot, and then it can look fine, but it's just got this huge, big stem, and then all the baby ones have just taken over the pot. So I've been leery. I've just not known what to do and how, if I should split it or just leave it alone. I give it a little water. That's all I've ever done. So I just wanted some advice on that.
Yeah, so I would definitely split it and try to take up some of the smaller ones and plant those in. You can, you know, sometimes just by taking it out of the pot that you have, kind of separating some of the soil, you can see where the natural division is between some of the plants. You might even be able to divide it to like 10 different plants, depending upon, you know, how big it is. But you just want to make sure you have a nice stem and a root system to work with it. So I don't see a problem with you being able to split it. It's just going to get leggier and leggier, some of it, if you don't split it.
And then should I feed it when I do that or after that? Or
I wouldn't feed it right away. I'd let it get established and then maybe look at, you know, a couple months down the road looking at like a liquid fertilizer to help it. But I don't see it being needing fertilizer right away.
Okay, and then I have a question about a money tree. It's about 2 feet tall. It's probably maybe 5 years old in a 4-inch pot, and it also is happy and looks good, but I am not sure if I should repot that or not.
I think I would at this point, just to allow the root system to spread out a little bit and allow the plant to develop a little bit more. What it'll also do is you'll be able to cut back on some of the watering, some of the fertilizing, because it'll have a bigger root system and develop that way. So I, you know, if it's in a 4-inch, maybe go to a 6 or an 8-inch pot, and that's about it. I wouldn't go, you know, too big. But I think like a 6-inch is probably your best bet, and that's what I would do with the money plant.
Okay, can I ask one last one?
Unfortunately, we're going to hit the break. We're going to hit the end of the show, so I apologize.
Thank you.
But hopefully we helped out with the others.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sandy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, that's going to do it for today. We're going to we'll be back next week. Get out there, enjoy the weather. Enjoy the sun while we have it. Get out there, you know, plant something. Be good to each other. New day coming here. And enjoy yourself. We'll be back next week. We'll see you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.